listening to Genesis.
Yes, I am.
Educating the nation.
Can't stop it up. Liar me.
gather round thy children and give charge of the glory. Protection from thy enemy. See not into vanity. Keep our minds filled with purity. So, is it too late to love your brother, man? To come to the ghetto and to share a piece of bread and all. He gets all off on our road. Cause he dread, that's the man he dread all day. Fly away, see the fate come judgment day. Who no learn where Jah said?
Don't jump up to this.
Surely be bent that way. So instead of fighting war, give Jah the glory and pray for peace for all humanity. Only Jah go conquer. Let's stand firm in Jah victory. Shine the eyes, we say, highly, 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 high. Aye, 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 I and I are the road to Zion. Aye, 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 and I are seek up your kingdom. Aye, 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 and I are following the road to Zion. Aye, 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 and I are seek up your kingdom. Rastafari.
Hits after hits, hits after hits, hits after hits, hits after hits. 24 hours a day, 24 hours a day on Genesis, Genesis, Genesis.
Don't jump up to this, don't jump up to this. Non-stop turn and twist.
This is Genesis.
Out of his mercy.
Shall be inherited by the meek and the weak.
Genesis.
Hits after hits. 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day on Genesis. Genesis.
Emmanuel Joseph, our special guest this evening.
Thereof, so I sing, woe, woe unto thee.
So we're going to have a word with the man himself, Mr. Emmanuel Joseph. Right here on the Big Bad Genesis Radio.co.uk. Station leading the way each and every night and day.
Trying to fool Jaja children.
Hits after hits, hits after hits, hits after hits, hits after hits. 24 hours a day, 24 hours a day on Genesis, Genesis, Genesis.
So as I said, we got the man here, Mr. Emmanuel Joseph. Gotta say greetings and welcome to Genesis. So introduce yourself and tell us where it all started for you.
Yes, Emmanuel Joseph here. It started for me right in Peckham. Sumner Road. Many years ago, you know, that was many years then.
So, who gave you your first break in the music business, and how did it all come about, and all these things?
My first break, as you can say, my first break, you mean?
As in your recording career, how did it come about, and who was your first producer, and all these things?
Well, my first producer was from Oasis band, still, you know, Paul McGuigan.
Well, and Oasis has like Noah Gallagher and them things. Yeah. Alright, okay.
Yeah, that's my first. It was Paul McGuigan. I formed a band called the Nazarites. And Griggs come down and like what he heard and took us to do our first recording in Rockfields in Wales. And that was where it started off from, really. You know?
So, how did you hook up with Blood Shanty and the Ashantiites, and how did that all come about?
And we hooked up from birth, man. We're family, you see. It's my cousins still, you know. We're all one family, so before Abba was the sound man, it was his father. You know what I mean? So Abba's not mimicking nobody but his father when it comes to playing the sound system. You know what I mean? So most youths follow what their daddy do. So Abba following daddy, so now we're following Abba. You know what I mean? And Chewy, he's doing well with the dance always scene. What we do is now build rhythm tracks for him, tell me whatever he wants, you know what I mean, and works from there, man.
I remember playing with Abba Shanty when he was actually on Jah Tubby's way back.
Yeah, man, that's when I was in school. We used to play Holly Street Community Centre, and Jah Tubby used to come down there, Heavyweight Sound, Surge, you know what I mean, all the great big sounds, they used to come down there every weekend. Man, it was like, yeah, school, like a school after school.
Anyway, we've also got Amanda Judah in the studio. So let's play a song with both Emmanuel Joseph alongside Amanda Judah. Let's take a listen in combination. We'll be having a word with Amanda a little later on from this. This is their latest single, thing called Caesar. Emmanuel Joseph, Amanda Judah in combination. Take a listen, Genesis.
Yam makes the trees to help us breathe, yet man will destroy to redeploy. In another design, cuts up in a minute. Too pretty print to be spent on war, called a recession. It's not easy. Like the wind and the rain, it comes and goes from one hand into the jaws.
shine the way.
Sounds of Emmanuel Joseph alongside Amanda Judah. This is their latest offering, a thing called Caesar. We've got to say greetings to Amanda.
Greetings. Good to be here.
So, Amanda, where did it all start for you in the music business?
Started for me quite some years ago, just being inspired by the Most High and traveling and reading my Bible, and I know that's the far I live. Since then I've just been on the road of making music.
All right, so what was your actual first recording and producer and all those things?
Well, I've been working with a number of people over the years, Guatemala, Spain, did a recording with my professor. My first recordings when I had my own band, Ancestral Home. We did some recordings there, but just a few releases over the years. It's the first time I've really had the opportunity to bring out an album now. And I just give thanks to Jai that that's really manifested.
I'm sure I've got a song of yours, but I just couldn't find it on the title. Was it you who sang The Gift of Life? Is it Gift of Life?
That is correct, yes, on the Red One label, yes.
I just couldn't find it in the laboratory, I tell you. But anyway, it's all good. We got your latest album. So let's take a track off of it and then we'll talk a little more.
Wild, wild world out there. Wild, wild world, yeah. It's a wild world out there. Full up of pressure, not getting better. Yes, it's a wild world out there. Got to be clever in this time. Wisdom is better than silver or gold. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life that can never be removed. The heart of a fool proclaims foolishness. The wicked will fall by their own wickedness. We've got to live upright in a Jaja side and live forever and never be removed. Destruction for the workers of iniquity. It won't be very nice, their calamity. A fool will fade. Souls feed on violence and strife, but the fear of Jah is a tree of life that can never be removed in this confusion. 'Cause it's a wild world out there, full of pressure, not getting better. Yes, it's a wild world out there. Got to be clever in this time.
Yo!
We got to live.
So Amanda, how did the, this track come about, and what gave you the inspiration to write it and all those things?
Well, Wild World come about just by seeing what's going on in the world today, all the oppression, and our people are working so hard, and yet, you know, just trying to keep their head above water, but it's so difficult. So yeah, it's just inspiration is a sign of the times.
So is this your first album release?
It certainly is, yes, first album release. It's called Roots of Rectitude, and it's coming out very soon on the Wakana label. It's a combination, a good combination between Emmanuel Joseph, Alfie Little and myself.
All right, well, I'm listening to it myself for the first time, and it sounds absolutely awesome. Listening to the first track, I tell you.
Give thanks to that, and give thanks to various people that have worked on the album. Even my daughters are playing on it, playing trumpet and flute, you know. Trying to bring in the youths as well, you know, give them opportunities.
That's right, bringing the youths and the family. That's all good, it's all good. So, the label, where did that all come about, the record label?
Well, the record label, Wakana Records, is a new label that's been established. It's a Japanese word meaning harmonious music, and that's what we're all about. Producing good, conscious reggae for the people that's full of harmony.
All right, so can we expect any shows and concerts from yourselves?
Yes, indeed. We've got one coming up on the 17th of November down at the Flyover, Portobello, W10. We're down there with Abashanti playing the music, and myself and Emmanuel Joseph will be showcasing some of our tracks coming from our forthcoming album. Emmanuel Joseph has got some of them coming out, and then also my album, as we said, Roots of Rectitude. So I hope to see you all there, booking on down, hearing some fresh original music.
What I want to know, is there going to be a live band? Is this a long time I haven't been there and have witnessed a live band? Will I see all your children and family playing flutes and horns and all these?
I don't know if the teenagers are going to be there, but you're certainly going to see some live music with live band. Yes, Jah willing, it's all organised. We're looking forward to it. We've got it all ready for the people. Try and come down.
Anyway, let's take another track off this brilliant album. Of Amanda Judah. So does a sistren, do you find it hard for the sistrens to break out in the roots business?
Well, I guess it's hard in terms of, you know, if people want to hear conscious music, when you think of the music that's big out there, really, you know, how much reggae is really out there. So in a way it's hard, yeah, but people, you know, all the singers and players of instruments that feel it to their heart will just continue doing it no matter what. It's just like a way of life to make that music, you know, to praise the Most High.
Well, I definitely hope you keep it up, I tell you.
Thanks, I intend to. With the inspiration of Jah, yes, we just keep working hard to try and bring good music to the people, to make people feel airy, shake a leg or two, you know?
But what I find missing, to the roots music is, they put out all the songs, that's well and good, but they don't seem to do videos and stuff which could help explain what the song is about.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose opportunity is a big word that comes in there. You know, we do what we can. Everybody does the best they can. We just have to try and do, you know, as much as we can, day by day, one day at a time. So we hope to get more videos out there and get the roots rolling and rocking.
That's right. Let's take another track off the album, and the album is called
Roots of Rectitude.
And where can we get this album?
It will be available just in the new year, shortly after Christmas. It will be, you'll be hearing about exactly where you can get it.
It'll probably be Amazon and iTunes and all those regular downloading.
Right. All right. All over. Yeah, you'll be right. Hearing about it.
All right. I hope this is my copy. Anyway, do you want to introduce this track?
Track is called, you're going to hear the chorus and you're going to hear what it's called. Can you tell me in a minute what you think it's called?
Love of wicked intentions, smoke clouds of corruption, watch and see what manifests.
Kalonji, never snitch or switch on your brother. Love your fellow citizen, love your neighbors, you love thyself. Lead out Africa, Genesis.
Babylon a fool the youths with false scripture. Some youths have gone astray. Teach the youth to follow just scripture. Zion road is rough. Not for the weak heart, but some of the youths then find that part. When you see a youth standing on your corner, don't take him for a thief or a murderer. It's some of them. Some of them.
block them of them gun pan cock with if he pop it. Summer day, it's summer day. Look at London and Jamaica where police corrupt them of the ghetto use lock. Sing again. Summer day, adjust. Summer day. But Jaja say, never put your trust in a politician. They give you food from Satan. The whole of them, oh Jaja say, the whole of them. Rastaman teaches, Jah give us life, so Jah must take the Rastaman principles. Believe in Jah and you will make it, Rastaman teaches. Jah gave us life, so Jah must take the Rastaman principles. Judge a book by the cover, so why you judging every youth? The reason why the youths are rebelling, so you never tell them the truth. Put your trust in Jah Jah, Jah Jah never fail, I yet. Don't listen to no more false promises, listen to Jah Rastafari and the Rastaman DJ. Jah give us life, so Jah must take it, Rastaman principles. Believe in Jah and you will make it, Rastaman teachings. Jah gave us life, so Jah must take it, Rastaman principles.
When we're walking, we're thinking, analyzing this system. Our levels rising, our vision is clear, our mission is here. We're celebrating our culture, no longer living in fear. Instead of fussing and fighting, we come with love and the light that is bright. It's shining like lightning. The legal systems to frighten and keep us ducking and diving. They say that they're making change, it's deep. They keep depriving, my people's bleeding and crying while evil people are lying. The light will lead us to Zion. The leopard can't change its spots. The dog can't pose like a lion, the wolf will act like a sheep. It's them I'm keeping my eye on. Give Jah all the glory, it's Jah that gave us
all. I tell you, this is where all the grilling starts.
Jah that opened our eyes, it's Jah that ordained the stars to be orchestrated.
Welcome back on the other side of the all-important community advert.
Painted with pride, the concrete.
We're here with God. Emmanuel Joseph.
We need to decide. Rasta's team.
Amanda Judah.
This is what we need to Rasta survive. Man.
Sister Karen. Yeah. Steve and Ras Jacob.
Jah give us life, so Jah must take it, Rastaman principles.
So Emmanuel, where did the vibes come from for this title track of your album?
Make it Rastaman.
Well, good meditation, you know. That's how you live, you just come.
Jah give us life, so Jah must take it, Rastaman principles.
And what is the title of this album?
Some of them.
That's right. So anyway, let's get down to it. Rumor has it. Rumor has it that you're up for a mobile.
Up for a mobile?
No. No? Are you sure?
I didn't know.
You're not up for one. All right. Well, I'll have to go back to the drawing board. How about this then? If I say Laurence Olivier.
Spread the word, Judge.
Yeah, I was nominated for a Laurence Olivier Award for the greatest British music.
So how did that actually happen and come together? And what was it? How would you inspire other artists to get involved with that?
Workshops, musical workshops, helped because that one wasn't my first. My first one was called The Boys, which is a hip-hop musical. And that one had more for the youth and stuff. Even some of the actors from that now has gone on to reach EastEnders and stuff, you know what I mean? So workshops is good for the youth then. If they got it in them and they go into a workshop and they show their talent, well, there's no stopping where they can go.
Well, with all this recession and all these things, they seem to have closed all the community centres. And is there still workshops going on? I'm not sure.
Man, there's workshops, man. There's everything. You can find anything. Listen, we born in recession, you know. When we come to England, our parents come to England, we born in recession. So, I mean, and I'm here in England, coming with these kind of music. I don't need Paradise. I come from Antigua, yes, but I don't need Antigua to get that tune. It's how I feel inside. Do you know what I mean? It's how you live. See, if you live for the Most High, you get them things. Do you know what I mean? All the kids need to do is focus on what they want to do. Focus hard on, listen, I want to do this. And do it. Simple.
All right, let's take another track off this wonderful album. Talking off air and getting all the information, and I think the listening public need to hear all this. So we started off. You wrote a play.
Yeah, well, through the workshop again, it was like a 4-week crash course to teach musicians how to compose and compose for musicals, like so you can go on big stage and rather than just a normal quiet theatre. You can go on big stage and take your stuff major. So through the workshop, yes. I got
Rastaman.
Two or three courses you have to do throughout this workshop. Sorry, two or three courses you have to do to prove that you can do a musical. I conquered all three, but in doing that, introduced me to a gentleman who was working for the Royal Shakespeare Company. Writing for all different kind of films, whatever. Unite I mean, but by the name of Paul Serrett. Now, Paul Serrett, he's known for the Rat Pack in the West End, Nights in Tunisia, and a good few other stuff that him and his wife and himself. They're both talented as well. His wife is also into art, so the two of them work together and they work well. So linking him with me, he had an idea for a ska musical, which was like bringing black people from the Caribbean to England, as you know, in the Windrush. So he's going to call it Windrush first, but they called it The Big Life. You know what I mean? Now, from that, from The Big Life was formed, it was like transforming East London. It was like East London was like a different kind of place. It was, everybody, all you hear was about this. It's Big Life, it's Big Life, Big Life, Big Life, Big Life. Everywhere you went, it was just a Big Life. You know what I mean? Which, for me, it was, wow, what's going on here? They're really interested in this thing because it's new to me. Coming from band life and going to the theatre world, and the people was like, really? And it got to the stage where I was delivering to like leaflets to the school kids, like in the drama group, drama schools them, because I was working for the council, so driving special needs vehicles. What I had to do was take a group of kids, maybe able-bodied kids, to their drama classes and workshops or whatever they're doing. You know what I mean? And half of Redbridge turned up, which led Sherry Blair to come to find out what's going on, because he got school kids doing their exams based on your work. So they said, through that, now you're going to the curriculum. And do you know what your show is doing? But for me, it was just doing what it was supposed to do. And even if I didn't write the score of that musical, or somebody else did it, it would have been the same effect, because it was a fresh thing in the theatre. Do you know what I mean? And that's what it is, because that's how I got in. Philip Pedley from Theatre Royal Stratford asked me, why don't black people go to the theatre? I said, well, we do. Is that maybe you don't call Oliver Samuels or one of them black plays, you don't call that theatre. You la-di-da-di-da, that's your idea of theatre. But black people do go to the theatre. If you go to Hackney Empire, that's the theatre. Queues around the corner. So you can't really say that. He says, oh, because they say they go dance halls. I said, hold on, my mum don't even understand half of what's going on in the dance hall. What's she doing in there? So she would go to the theatre. Do you know what I mean? So he said, well, what they're trying to do is encourage all ethnics, Indian, Turkish, Greek, you name it, to do their own plays, bring it to the theatre and see how it go from there. And mine was one of them. And when my one went on, it took off. It just took off like a light.
So are you still involved in that kind of work, or are you just concentrating on the music at the moment?
Well, right now I'm concentrating on the music, putting out Amanda's first album. This is what she's been dreaming about this for a long time. And from we met, I said to her, the first thing we're going to do is concentrate on your music. And we started working on her music 2009, and we did not stop. We finished it. God willing, we finished it this year.
So you could carry on the musical workshops and kind of involve the youths and something on that kind of level.
Yes, that is my goal. That is my goal now, to come turn this thing around, you know what I mean? Because not being funny, X Factor and all them things is very good, but it's not teaching them the real story. Because them same songs that they're singing them going off and making number one hits, man was on the back of their truck writing that on the way to the gig to go and sing that, to make that tune big. You know what I mean? So what they going to teach the youth? They want to give the youth them some Brockdown vans, tell them write your tunes at the back of the van, take it to the gigs, gig the tune, and if the people them like it, then we write in and say, yeah, we like that band there. That band there worked for me. But don't do it the cheap way. So that's my dream, is to get the youth them back on the straight. And I'm going to, me personally, my last, after a few albums, we'll be concentrating on youth theatre. Real youth theatre. When I talk about the la-di-da-di, straight down and no, bring yourself to the theatre. I want your character. I don't want you to play somebody that you don't know. Bring you to the theatre. We will find a way to make that work. And that's what the youth them want, man. They want to be free, man. Stop
showing the world. All right, so let's take another track off this album. It should be out in your shops when, Emmanuel?
Well, that should be out at the same time, more or less, with Roots of Rectitude from Amanda. So,
and your album is called?
My one's called Some of Them.
All right, let's take another one.
Yo.
You're listening to Genesis.
Yo.
You're listening to Genesis.
It's a Babylon. Ganja is a thing where you don't overstand. It is not a drug, it's a creation. Herb was found on the grave of the great King Solomon. Now the elder Rastaman paved the way for my generation. Feed on the herb and burn Babylon. So Babylon, you have to back away with your caution. At times it blaze up the place. Ganja have to burn. Blaze a chalice. Rastaman, a little sport for them wicked Babylon. 71 was peer pressure for the Rastaman. Why? Rasta used to get a beating for the herb. Babylon used to trim off with locks for the herb. Black queen and the policeman sell for the herb. But no, I am on it free. A time for players of the place. Ganja has to burn. Players the challenge. Focus your laws and your pedophile priests. And we want smoke weed, make we go and smoke in peace. At the least, car, Mr. Babylon, ganja man, don't trouble no one. We just give praises to the Almighty One. Created the earth by the healing of the nation. Don't blaze up the place.
Yeah.
to spread a righteous blessing, and I love ya. Yes. And if it's happiness that you are searching for, then let me lead you to where you've never been before. There I will please you with the passion of love from above, because I love you. Yes, it's true. You're my woman, a rare rose that's blessed from the gardens of Eden. And Jah sent you to me for a reason, to cherish this beautiful flower every season. And I will. So give it up to the Most High Jah.
Hits after hits, hits after hits, hits after hits, hits after hits. 24 hours a day, 24 hours a day on Genesis, Genesis, Genesis.
Talk with the management. We got Ras Jacob.
Yeah.
inside the building. So how did you get started off in the music business?
Greetings. For me, I started off in the music business with reggae, but I switched to R&B with Lucens, if anyone remember that. The soul band Lucens. They did a tune called Hanging on a String and some other tunes. And their last album was Look How Long, which I was involved in writing the whole of that album, every single song on that album. Also work with Max Supreme. Big up Max Supreme in Nigeria. Max Supreme is a man who give me his studio for 2 to 6 months for free to develop my craft, you understand, as a songwriter and everything. So now, through my experience in the business on certain levels now, I come back into roots music as a management level to uplift the UK tinger of roots and culture. So that's the movement we're on with Wakana and these two artists, Emmanuel Joseph and Amanda Jr.
So is this your first, well, roots production?
Yeah, this is the first of many, really and truly. We have a whole movement where it's about music in the forward motion. It's a forwarding of roots. Back in the day, we had certain artists where gave us a lot of inspiration. And I and I don't really deal with copying. We deal with inspiration from the pioneers of that music from before. So we take that inspiration and move forward now. So when you hear them tune in now, you're going to hear a forward motion. No sample. We play, create, everything.
So have you got any more artists to bring forward, bring through?
Yeah, there's a young tangent now coming after this. One of them you heard on a tune named Some of Them by Emmanuel Joseph, featuring an artist called Magica, was a rescue, and Word, Sound and Power is the same as Emmanuel, same as Amanda Judah. We chat things which is food for thought, things that will empower them, you understand, than depower them, you understand. So this is what we're doing now. So we have used them Magical, there's used them Wisdom, another one named Ben Ija, another youth producer named Calvin Benyan. Those are the babe and suckling we're bringing to younger roots and culture arts producing, whatever. So we're coming through with a whole campus, a whole movement. Watch this space.
So I know you work closely with the artists. So on the 17th, you've got a live show. What can we expect from these artists?
Right, so on the 17th of November, Saturday the 17th of November, at the flyover, Portobello Road, Labrador. What we're going to do now, we have a showcase now, which have Abashanti in the place, and our ethos is now, we're going to put heavyweight sound man in the place, playing in the dance. And on the stage now, we've got heavyweight roots music. Yeah, so you're going to hear this coming on more. So it's starting off with Emmanuel Joseph and Amanda Judah leading the way, pioneering the scene. You understand? So it's not just sound class. We're dealing with the proper thing on the stage. All our artists, they play and do everything live. You understand?
Well, I think that's what we need. But in the dances, we need more live acts and all these things and bands and so on and so forth, and really get this showcase in and bring out your UK roots. I tell you, we definitely need it.
Yes, Power Cat, that's the order that we're dealing with, you understand? So everything is a forward motion of the UK tip of roots music, you understand? Because Word, Sound and Power, we need to teach some healing to the youths them, you understand? So it's not everything is about get rich and die trying. You understand? Let's uplift the nation.
Anyway, let's take another track off this album called Some of Them. The album is by Emmanuel Joseph. He's in the area alongside Amanda Judah and Karen up in the area. Is it Karen next or Steve? All right.
Son of the Most High Jah, that's the far eye.
Isaiah.
Visions from the prophet Isaiah.
You're listening to Genesis.
Rasta man, we rise and take your place up on your land. You better open up your eyes and see the deep
destruction. All Jaja children, you better stand up strong. Because the last I creation, I face desolation. That's why there's only war ahead down here in Babylon. For Jaja children, you've got to stand up strong. You have to follow up the words of the Father. So your heart not gonna melt in a fire. You hear them, your words from the Father. The vision from the prophet Isaiah. Follow up the words to the Father. So your heart not gonna melt in a fire. You hear them, your words from the Father. In the vision from the prophet Isaiah. Rasta TJ.
Yeah.
When
she sings on, you know,
Jah Youth song. Now is the season. Rasta come make you sit down, make we easy. Yeah. Make moves forward up to Zion. Life in the West has no meaning. Cause the robbing and the killing, the looting and the shooting. Just like it says in Revelation, brother man's killing brother man. There's only war ahead down here in Babylon. For Jaja TJ, you got to stand up strong. We have to follow up the words of the Father. Your heart not gonna mention not the fire. You hear and name your words from the Father. From the prophet Isaiah, follow up the words to the Father. Your heart not gonna mention not the fire. You hear and hear your words from the Father. In the vision from the prophet Isaiah.
Isaiah,
son of the Most High Jah, Rastafari. As the children are going astray, more messages come to lead them the right way, y'all.
Isaiah.
You better follow up the words of the Father. So your heart not gonna melt in a fire. You hear your name, your words from the Father. In the vision from that prophet Isaiah. Follow up the words of the Father.
So, Russ Jacob, have you got any big ups, any shout outs you want to, shout out?
Definitely. Definitely have to big up Mark Surprise and Mark Elliott for the support they've given me on the past. Philip Levi, Tipper Irie, the Wall of Saxon crew, Marcelet, got school with them man. Big up them man. Big up the Wall of South London, really and truly. Big up the South London, Samuel Peeps man. Then big up Ian Wright and the Wall. We have to big up Samuel Peeps, because a Samuel Peeps me got up. You understand? So the rest of them, you're cool, you know, you're cool, but oh.
You like controversy, innit? I tell you. So anyway, Emmanuel, is there anyone you want to big up or rise up or?
Yeah, well, I'll big up the one of the South London Massive. Them, yeah, coming from the East. I remember, you know, when you look into the Lord, you have to look to the East. So yeah, big up all Massive all over, North, East, South and West, and hope to see you there on the 17th of November, down at the flyover.
Before you disperse, you can't get away so light, you know. Can we get a little a cappella?
When you see a youth standing round your corner, don't take him for a thief or a murderer. Yeah. It's on my day. It's on my day. And when you see police strolling round your block, them have them gun pan cock ready for pop. It's so my day, so my day. But Jaja say, never put your trust in a politician. They give you food from Satan. They all are there. They all are there.
Wonderful, wonderful. You should have carried on to the last verse. I tell you. Amanda Judah, have you got any rise ups or anything? And don't think you're getting away lightly either. I tell you, yeah.
Yes, just give it up to the Most High first and foremost. Yeah. And my lovely children, Adino, Jaquita, Talifa, and Katora. Much love to them. My mum, Shirley Lawrence, cruising somewhere around. Yeah, and just give it big up to everybody out there, all the hardworking people, all the mums and dads, all the kids, all the youths. One love, everybody. Peace and love.
Don't run away. don't run too fast.
I'm not running nowhere. I'm right here.
All right. So are we going to get a little a cappella?
Okay, I'll sing a little thing from Song of Freedom. Oppression and repression can't work for I. We have to be free, I tell you no lie. Fighting for survival's the name of the game. The strong survive, and that is my aim. Exploitable commodities is what we see. Humanity crying out to be free. Deja vu from the slavery days. Anger, torment, fury and rage. Yes.
Well, Karen, have you got any rise ups? Because we haven't really spoken to you, but you got any big ups? And
I just want to say hello, everybody, and like to see you all at the 17th and come down and dance and listen to live music and some seriously good roots music. Bless.
Brother Steve, I don't know.
No, something I want to say. Yeah, bless. Once I'm blessed to Genesis and Power Cut. Can't forget that. Blessed to Genesis and Power Cut. Yeah? Because they must support the righteousness that we are delivering in our word, sound, and power. I want to big up Mommy Jean Mannix. Don't know anyone on Mannix family. Blessed love. Ja! Rastafari.
All right, Brother Steve, you got anything to add to that?
I just want to say big up to the Lord above. I want to big up my brother, Emmanuel, Amanda, Karen, and myself, and Genesis Radio.
All right, big respect. Yeah, man, nice one. All right, so we're going to play one more track from Emmanuel Joseph and one from Amanda Judah. I will call it a wrap, okay? So let's go. Also got to say shouts out to the Birmingham crew, all tight Chicken George in the Genesis Birmingham Massive.
And every day that I look for a rainbow, then my come service coming for his children. Coming for the children who keeps the vow. No one knows the hour, and no one knows the day. You know Jah coming with the fire. He's coming on a judgment day. Sing high and high. Gas to keep rolling on. Watching Babylon burning down. The earth is crying. You see, Jah Jah has spoken. Be a disaster now. Those floods, those earthquakes, and the forest fires. It's be a disaster now. Volcanoes are up, and then the people get it for one day. Be a disaster now. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Be a disaster now.
Is called Some of Them by Emmanuel Joseph. Let's take one from Amanda Judah right here on the Big Bad Genesis Radio.co.uk, the station leading the way each and every night and day.
Don't jump up to this! Don't jump up to this! Non-stop turn and twist!
This is Genesis.
Out of his mercy.
Money.
Genesis.
Yes, I am.
Educating the nation.
Can't stop it up. Yeah, yeah, man.
Jaja son. Jaja son is here. Emmanuel I. Ja, that's the far right. Yeah, oh, yes. Got when the beast are calm and so we can't hear. Jaja don't have his soul and him a take. The crack and heroin will make you dead young. The dopey words will roll off of your tongue. We don't follow. Like sheep led to their slaughter. We are Rasta soldiers. Rastafari follow Jah Jah's scripture. Yes. Jah Jah's son. Jah Jah's son is saying. So listen, Jah children, when Jah Jah a call, say you better come. Because the fire go blaze, the sun a come down. And Jah Jah don't know who got the wisdom, and who will be there in Jah Jah kingdom. You could have loved the beast and think a good thing, and stop in at the world while it is sinking. Rastafari knows the real thing. It's not the Coca-Cola where you drink. We don't follow. Like sheep led to their slaughter, we are Rasta soldiers. Rastafari follow Jah Jah scripture. We don't follow, no, no. Like sheep led to their slaughter, we are Rasta soldiers. Rastafari follow Jah Jah scripture.
Got the Lewisham Father Support Group.
Rolling, we're rolling, rolling on.
Ready, rearing to go.
Got the fire, back of run.
Chomping at the bit, I tell you.
Yeah. Holy, 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 yes. So, when the beast are called, we say we can't hear. God, Jah Jah don't have his soul, and him a take care. So, soul just for vanity. My demo don't sell them sound. First they might lose control. Those black and every red will make you dead young. Those dumpy words will roll off of your tongue. We don't follow. Like sheep led to the slaughter. We are Rasta soldiers. Rastafari follow Jah Jah scripture. Scriptures, yeah, yeah. I will say, yeah.
This next one is Amanda Judah, single like an angel, a little bit younger, Erica Tyson. Yeah, one big up Mikey Dunn, I forgot Mikey Dunn, original bridge, and big up Genesis.
Catch him Saturday.